Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
Hey everyone, Rich Swarbinski, Chief Operating Officer with the Mortgage Collaborative, checking in with the analysis of the data from TMC Benchmark for the month of August. August was really another spectacular volume month for our national network of best-in-class mortgage lenders that submit data to TMC Benchmark. We saw a pretty substantial drop-off in efficiency and productivity this month, most likely due to operational staff vacation time, general burnout, but no stops in sight for the volume train as we emerge from the dog days of summer and head into the fall months. Better problems to have than the problems of two winters ago, but still issues lenders are faced to deal with as we enter the latter part of a year that looks like it could be the biggest production year ever for the mortgage industry. Getting back to the August data, let's start with the closed loan production. August, very similar to July. Closed loan units were nearly identical, down 0.5%, as was the mix of conventional and government business. 75% conventional, 21% govy on August closed loan units. The purchase refi mix in August was 55% purchase, 45% refinance. If you look at the last 4 months, which have been the four biggest closing months in the history of 4 years of TMC Benchmark data, let's look at the purchase share. In May, it was 42% with 58% refi. June, we saw purchase tick up to 51%. July closings, 58% purchase. August, back down a little bit to 55% purchase, 45% refi. Like with closed loan data, if you look at new apps in August, they were also nearly identical to July, down just 1.7%. The production mix also was very identical, 77% conventional, 19% govy, and 4% other. What was not quite as consistent from July to August, as we alluded to earlier, was operational productivity and efficiency. On average, it took our members 2.3 days longer to close loans in August versus July, with the average app date to clear to close date time frame rising from 37.2 days in July to 39.5 days in August. And after seeing all-time highs in operational efficiency on closed loan units per FTE in June, we saw now our second straight month of decline in August. If you look at August closed loan units per FTE, we were 15.2 as a network per full-time processor in August, down from 16.8 in July. Underwriters were 50.1 closed loan units per FTE. Closers, 61.8 closed loan units per FTE. Loan originators closed 8.1 average units per month in August. Staying with LOs, LO comp came in at 96.8 basis points in August. That was down just over 5 basis points from July's 101.9 total, but really in line with what we've seen throughout the course of the year, where we've seen this average comp number kind of vacillate between 95 and 105 basis points. We did see some decreases in the non-third-party lender fees per loan our members charge their customers, with conventional loans coming in at $1,119 per deal and govy at $1,072. On the comp side, on the ops employees, we saw fairly steep drop-offs in processor and underwriter average annual comp, but an increase in closer comp, most likely due to lenders utilizing more outsourcing services for processing and underwriting functions. Processor average annual comp fell from $56,790 in July to $52,992. That's down 6.8% month over month. Underwriter average comp fell 5.5% month over month, falling from $94,294 in July to $89,104. Closer comp increased slightly, up over 2%, going from $54,212 to $55,306 average annual compensation. The average cost per closed loan our members paid for their loan origination system was $95 in August, their point of sale system $51, their CRM $89 per closed loan unit, very consistent with last month. If you look at the composition of companies that submitted data, 53% depositories in August, 47% IMBs, a good mix of the size of companies with 35% originating half a billion or less annually, 26% originating between half a billion and a billion annually, and 39% originating over 1 billion per year annually. We will check in next month with the September data. Really appreciate your time, your membership. This is Rich Swarbinski, COO at the Mortgage Collaborative. See you next month.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.